Harper Audio presents The Undead Pool by Kim Harrison, performed by Marguerite Gavin. 1. How does the man make checkered shirts and pastels look good? I thought as Trent lined up his drive, head down and feet shifting, looking oddly appealing outside of the suit and tie I usually saw him in. The rest of his team and their caddies were watching him as well, but I doubted they were rating the way his shoulders pulled the soft fabric, or how the sun shone through his almost translucent blonde hair drifting about his ears, or how the shadows made his slim waist look even trimmer, unhidden beneath a suit coat for a change. I found myself holding my breath as he coiled up, exhaling as he untwisted and the flat of the club hit the ball with a ping.
"Yeah, the elf looks good in the sun," Jenks smart-mouthed.
The pixie currently sitting on the bottom of my hooped earrings and out of the moderate wind.
"When you going to put us all out of your misery and boink him?"
"Don't start with me." With a hand held up to shade my eyes, I watched the ball begin to descend.
"All I'm saying is you've been dating him for 3 months. Most guys you date are either dead or running scared by now."
The ball hit with an audible thump, rolling onto the par 3 green. Something in me fluttered at Trent's pleased smile as he squinted in the sun. "Damn it, I'm not doing this. I'm not dating him, I'm working his security," I muttered.
"This is work?"
Wings humming, the pixie darted off my earring, flying ahead to do a redundant check of the area before we walked into it. Jenks's silver dust quickly vanished in the July heat, and I felt a moment of angst as Trent accepted the congratulations of his team. He looked relaxed and easy out here, the calm he usually affected true instead of fabricated. I liked seeing him this way, and feeling guilty, I dropped my gaze. I had no